Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll talk about the pros and cons of dynamic ad insertion. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, how can I monetize my podcast is right up there with how do I grow my audience as the most commonly asked podcast question. Now, one method that promises a lot is dynamic ad insertion. But is it right for you? And is it even a good choice for podcasters in general? That's what I want to talk about in this episode. Now, what is dynamic ad insertion? It's typically a third-party software that will automatically insert or include advertisements into your podcast episodes. If you remember the last time you went on YouTube and you noticed that there was an ad that rolled before the video you wanted to watch, that's an example of a dynamic ad insertion. And so there's three main types. There's pre-roll, where you have the ad placed before the episode starts. There's a mid-roll ad, where it's positioned somewhere in the middle of the podcast episode. And then you have a post-roll ad, which is after the episode is over. And on its face, dynamic ads are really appealing because you don't have to find sponsors for your show. The software company, the third-party software, will give you the ads. They will put them in for you, so you don't have to do anything, right? The software takes care of everything, and you just get a check for allowing them to place those ads in your episodes. But if it's so great, if it's such a win-win, how come almost no podcasts use it? There's two main reasons. Number one, dynamic ads sabotage your relationship with your audience. Right? Nothing says, I just want you to download my podcast so I can make money, like dynamic ads. Because here is what it feels like from your listener's perspective. 1 minute, they're listening to their favorite podcast about home gardening. The next, they're listening to a Geico commercial because the third-party software decided, we have all these Geico commercials we got to put into podcasts. There you go. So you have very little control over what kind of ads get inserted into your podcast, and it could be a really jarring transition, right? And so most listeners, they develop strong connections with their favorite podcasters. You know, they're trusting you with their time. They could be listening to anything else, but they're choosing to listen to you. And so dynamic ads feels like an abuse of that trust. It feels like you're just using them to make a quick buck because it's not native. It doesn't feel natural. It feels like an interruption, right? When you're listening to a podcast that has dynamic ads, it feels like I'm having this great experience, and then it gets interrupted with somebody trying to sell me something. And it's just very jarring. So that's number one, is that it really detracts from the relationship you get to have with your audience. The second main reason is that you don't actually make very much money by doing it, right? When you look at all the different options that you have, dynamic ads are the least lucrative monetization option, right? And that's because you can expect to make in the ballpark of $3 CPM. That's $3 for every 1,000 downloads. So if you have a weekly podcast, for instance, that averages 250 downloads per episode, you'll only make $3 a month. But if that same podcast just set up a Patreon page that allowed their listeners to directly support the podcast, they could make upwards of $25 a month without having to insert those ads and sacrifice the relationship they have with their audience, all right? So dynamic ads promise to take the stress out of monetizing your podcast. But in the end, they do considerably more harm than good. So do yourself a favor and don't use dynamic ads to monetize your podcast. Need some help with your podcast? The Buzzsprout podcast community on Facebook is a great place to find answers and get the help you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you're not a member yet, just click on the link in the show notes and ask to join. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon.